Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
Lee Strobel's written The Case for Christ and The Case for Faith in tons of different books. He was also a writer for the Chicago Tribune. Right now he's hanging out with us today at SOS Radio. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how you doing? Great to be with you.
So recently, you and Mark Middleberg from Colorado Christian University wrote an article about the missing person your church desperately needs. Lee, our churches have been going through an unusual season, and I'm hoping this fall things bounce back in some fresh new ways.
Boy, I hope so. Things have been really tough. But, you know, I think one of the things that churches need is a evangelistic point person, whether it's a volunteer, full-time or part-time. There needs to be one person who is in charge of new business, so to speak. I have a friend who's a wealthy, successful businessman, and he says, you know, Lee, to be successful, any business just needs to do two things. I said, well, what? He said, well, number one, keep your present customers happy. And number two, find new customers. And then he looked at me and he said, now, in your average church, who's in charge of new customers? You know, in any church, unless a name is assigned to a task, it just isn't going to get done. The senior pastor's got too many responsibilities and issues and things that he has to juggle. He can't be the person who leads this value day in and day out. And so I think we need to have in any church someone dedicated to how are we going to reach our community with this message of Jesus.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, because for the last couple of years, a lot of our churches have been focused on the Sunday morning experience, right? And everything was focused on that. And you have the country club vibe of the people that want to sit in the same seats and sit in the same area. And if the coffee's not fresh and doesn't have the whipped cream and the caramel this week, they're like, hey, what's up? And then other people are coming in. They're like, hey, I just want to check out this church. And they walk up to the front and they look for a seat. And then people are like, oh, this is my seat. And you kind of realize, there's some specific things we need to do to reach out and be a little more welcoming, especially in this new season we're about to jump into as things start to open up again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we need to highlight the value and raise the value that lost people matter to God. I think first it has to be raised. That value has to be owned by the leadership of the church, the senior leaders of the church, the Sunday school teachers, the staff. The leaders need to own and model the value that lost people really matter to God. And then secondly, they've got to instill that value into the congregation. Do it through preaching, you do it through storytelling, a variety of different ways to help raise that value. And then you get this point leader who's going to head up evangelism in the church. He's not going to do it for the church. He's going to train the entire church how to naturally and effectively share Jesus with others. And then ultimately to create ministries and events that can be open doors to people in the community who can come in and hear the good news about Jesus.
We're talking with author Lee Strobel today at SWS Radio. Lee, we were talking about having an evangelistic point person at our church. You know, it's like as churches reopen, things are going to be very different. And there's going to be a lot of new people coming into our church that maybe were watching things online or catching a podcast or a video on YouTube that our church was doing through these last couple of months. But, you know, when we want to reach people, we've got to go back to the place that lost people matter to God. And we actually have to do things to reach out to those people. So when they do finally walk into our building, they feel welcomed. And a lot of people say they don't. You were a skeptic for a lot of years.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And church was a very foreboding place for an atheist like me to go into. But you know what? I went to a church that opened its doors to people who were lost and just said, hey, come on in, check it out. They were friendly. They were open. They were honest. They answered questions. They respected me. They listened to me. And through that journey, I ultimately came to faith. And so one of the things we're doing at Colorado Christian University is training these point leaders for local churches who can lead up the evangelistic effort under the direction of the senior pastor. And we're doing it through all the online courses that people can take where they can learn how to instill this value of evangelism into the congregation and to create churches that really are successful in reaching their community for Christ.
Yeah, it's really interesting because a lot of times we use the term evangelism and people think, oh, no, I don't really have that gift. I'm not the one that's going to go and convert somebody. I don't know how to do that. But, Lee, it's really just sharing your story, right?
It is. There's really, we identify about a half a dozen different styles of evangelism in the Bible, different approaches that people take. And what we find is that when we teach on these different kinds of styles, people generally say, oh, that style fits me. And so what we found is, I don't have to do it like you. You don't have to do it like me. You can share Jesus in a way that syncs up with your personality and the way in which God wired you up. And people are more willing to share Jesus if they realize, I don't necessarily have to stand in a street corner with a bullhorn. I can be who God made me to be. Some people have a relational style. Some people have a testimonial style to share their story. Other people have an intellectual style where they'd like to deal with tough questions that non-believers have about God. Mm-hmm. Some have a serving style. And some have an invitational style to invite people to church and so forth. So there's different kinds of styles, and I think that takes a lot of the fear away when we realize I don't have to be something great that I could never be, and I don't have to be some weirdo that I don't want to be. I can be myself, and God can use me to reach people with the gospel.
You're probably familiar with the Case for Christ or the Case for Faith, and we're actually talking with Lee Strobel today at SWS Radio, and he wrote those books. He's written for the Chicago Tribune. And Lee, this summer has made us all rethink the way that we see priorities in our church. Now, what have you noticed about serving our members who actually like our church the way it is versus looking for ways to reach skeptics who don't feel like they fit in?
Well, you know, one of the things that this pandemic has done, because churches have gone online, is, you know, for years churches have wondered, how can we reach younger people? And it turns out that younger people, of course, are more technologically savvy than older folks like me. And so they've been accessing church services online in increasing numbers. So we're seeing young people being exposed to church online in numbers that we not experienced before. And I think that's going to be good for the long term, that they're going to see, golly, this might be something I'd like to check out. I'd like to investigate. I'd like to stop by when they open up and meet some folks and see if I can have some of my questions get answered. One of the other things we're finding is that these days, one of the most effective ways of sharing Christ through churches is through small groups, where you have half a dozen people who are not Christians meeting with a Christian couple or two Christians over a period of time. They go on a journey together and talk about spiritual matters in an informal setting. We've done these groups. I started them in Chicago in the 1990s. Pretty soon we had 1,100 non-believers in these groups. And we tracked them and found out that 80% came to faith in Christ. So these are very effective, especially with young people who like to give their opinions and have discussions. So we think every church should have small groups available for people who are spiritually curious and investigating the faith.
We're talking about our big faith questions today with author Lee Strobel on SWS Radio. And Lee, you were a skeptic for a lot of years, and you were one of the legal writers for the Chicago Tribune. I mean, you love to dissect and dig in and look at all the legal arguments and figure out, okay, what's truth and what's not, and where's justice in all of this? And Lee, what were the biggest questions for you when you were trying to figure out, like, is God real and is faith real? And even if it is, do I want to be involved in this whole church thing?
Yeah, for me, it came down to the question of, did Jesus return from the dead? Because anybody can claim to be the Son of God. You could, I could, anybody could. But if Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, which he clearly did, and died, and then 3 days later rose from the dead, that's pretty good evidence he's telling the truth. And so I spent 2 years using my journalism training and my legal training to investigate the credibility of the historical record on whether Jesus really did return from the dead. And I found, frankly, the case for the resurrection of Jesus to be extremely strong. And that's ultimately what convinced me that Jesus is who he claimed to be. And that opened me up then to his teachings and giving my life to him.
Yeah, it's interesting because you dig in and we all want to have that evidence, right? We want to see the tangible, hard facts, and that's part of it. But then there's also a faith part of it too. And what did you understand being a skeptic about where faith plays a role in that, but also the facts play a role? And I want to have the answers to everything, but God reveals himself a little differently.
Yeah, you know, I used to think as an atheist that faith meant you believed in something even though you knew in your heart it couldn't be true. But I found that's not biblical faith. What biblical faith is taking a step of faith in the same direction that the evidence points. That's rational. That's logical. We do that every day of our life. And so we put our trust in Christ because the evidence of history tells me that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. He backed up that claim by returning from the dead. But it's not enough just to know that. I have to take a step of faith in that same direction that the evidence is pointing and put my trust in Christ to receive him as my forgiver and leader. That's logical and rational to do if the evidence is strong enough to convince us that Jesus is who he claimed to be. And I've written hundreds of pages in my books about the historical evidence for Jesus returning from the dead. I think it's powerful, and I think it's persuasive.
Now, Lee Strobel is an atheist, and he's an award-winning journalist with the Chicago Tribune and has written over 20 books, but God got a hold of his heart. And back in 2019, you know, you talked a lot about taking a step of faith, and Colorado Christian University actually launched the Lee Strobel Center for Evangelism and Applied Apologetics. Now, obviously, apologetics is digging into, you know, the facts and the reasoning and the logic behind our faith, but what was it about evangelism that really got your heart?
Well, I just want to see more people go through what I went through, which is a heart change and an eternity change through Jesus. I think it changes our character, our values, our philosophy, our attitudes, our parenting, our everything about us is transformed when we come to Christ in a good way. And so I want to see more and more people go through that experience. I want to drag as many people to heaven with me as I can. And so we started the center to equip people through online courses. We have 40 PhDs who are developing 181 different courses that people can take. Things like a course on doubt, a course on Islam, courses on the resurrection of Jesus, courses on world religions and so forth, how to share your faith in a natural and effective way, how to train others to share their faith, how churches can become more effective evangelistically. And, you know, in God's providence, we decided to do all of it online. And now, of course, with the whole COVID outbreak, that becomes the best way, it seems, to be sharing things with people. So our first courses are launching this fall, and we're taking registrations, and people can go to StrobelCenter.com and see the information. You can get a master's degree, you get a bachelor's degree, or you can just take some courses to grow.
Lee, when you look at this generation, you look at our kids, you look at our grandkids, and you think like, okay, the generation's a little different, but what do you see as the big questions that they're asking right now, given where culture's at?
I think people really want to know what they can trust. You know, people these days are tired of getting hit from left and right and up and down by different people with different opinions. And I think they're looking for a solid rock to stand on. They're looking for something they can trust. And fortunately, Christianity is unique among world religions in that the evidence of science, especially cosmology, physics, biochemistry, genetics, human consciousness, point in the direction of a God who fits the description of the God of the Bible. And the evidence of history tells us that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, and we have good evidence he backed that claim up by returning from the dead. So we have a faith that's unique in that it can provide a solid rock for us to build our life on.
You know, we hear a lot about fake news and opinion, Lee, and you hear a lot of times that, you know, people align their truth with how it makes them feel. What is the best way to actually discern what truth is, or at least where to start?
Well, it's a good question. I think what we have to do is say, what is trustworthy? What is worthy of me putting my trust in? What evidence is there, for instance, that Jesus lived? What evidence is there that he claimed to be the Son of God? What evidence is there that he actually returned from the dead and thus proved his identity of being one and only divine Son of God? Those are things that can be tested and investigated. And just as you can use investigative techniques to investigate things of other ancient writings, whether it's by Josephus or Tacitus or Suetonius, any of these ancient writers, you can take those same techniques and apply them to the New Testament to try to determine, can I trust this? Is it trustworthy? Does it make sense? Is it historically reliable? Is it supported by archaeology and other things? So, you know, we have an investigatable faith. That's what's different about Christianity. It can be investigated. And I would just encourage anyone with questions or doubts, you know, you don't have to buy my books. You go to any library, you can get them and check them out for free and read. You know, when I go around and I interview scholars and experts in these various areas and put them to the test, ask them the tough questions I had when I was a skeptic and see for yourself, this is trustworthy.
We're talking to Lee Strobel today at SOS Radio, and Colorado Christian University launched the Lee Strobel Center for Evangelism and Applied Apologetics, and they have all kinds of online courses. Thank you so much for sharing today with us, Lee.
Hey, my pleasure. God bless you guys and all your listeners.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio Podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.